I don't know if you're a fan of the band The Who or not, but you're most likely familiar with one of their most famous songs because of the refrain of the song, "Who Are You?" And everybody in your head, if you know the song, you're singing the whoop whoop part, but I promise I'm not going to sing. I just want you to think of the question, "Who are you?" And I want you to also think about who's asking that question. The people asking that question are your audience members, your fans, the people that are looking and hearing and seeing you interact as a creative, an artist, as a faith-focused freelancer. They're asking, "Who are you?" And I wonder if you know the answer to that question and if you're answering it for your audience. Because if you're not answering that question, they don't really know who you are. And that could be a problem. I'm going to give you some solutions to the three reasons why your audience really doesn't know you in today's Creative Checkup episode. We're going to jump right in right after the intro, but I just want to remind you that if you haven't already reviewed the show or subscribed to the show, this is a prime opportunity after this Creative Checkup to share this episode, to share your thoughts about the episode in a review on Apple Podcast, or to simply make sure that you give a rating on whatever podcast app you're using right now, okay? Because that helps us share our information, share our encouragement, share our inspiration with other creatives just like you. My name is Alan C. Paul, by the way, and I'm the host, the creator of God and Gigs. And this is our podcast that we share every week. The God and Gigs show comes out every Thursday, and we are always looking to help more creatives. So make sure you like, subscribe, download a few episodes, and review the show, okay? But once again, I'm going to share with you three reasons why you may not be known by your audience and a solution to that problem. This is a creative checkup that I shared in a video in our creative community on Facebook. So you definitely want to check that out as well in all of our socials. But I just want to get right to the topic at hand after this intro. So let's get right into it. Thanks for listening to the God and Gigs show, and hope you're going to get a lot of inspiration and some practical wisdom out of this episode. Here we go.
Artists, musicians, and creatives of all kinds. Looking for help balancing your passion to create with your everyday life? Not sure if your faith can coexist with your profession? Welcome to a place where real artists discuss real life. You're listening to the God and Gigs show. Visit godandgigs.com for show notes, links, and more information.
Well, hello there, God and Gigs family. This is Alan coming to you with another creative checkup. I know that this is impromptu. I found that I just have to go live whenever I have the chance to go live. So we're going live right now inside our creative community, as well as inside our YouTube channel. So if you're joining us live, that's awesome. But because this is, once again, an impromptu creative checkup, and I'm just jumping in, I'm going to be going right into our topic for our creative checkup. And the topic for today is going to be why your audience really doesn't know you. Why, if you have been posting or sharing about your creative gift, if you've been creating music, if you've been writing, if you've been doing films or photography or whatever you do creatively, and you find that there's not a lot of interaction, there's not a lot of conversation and interaction between you and your audience, it's probably because of these three reasons that they don't really know who you are. Now, in this day of oversharing and social media, that might seem impossible, because what you think is that everybody is sharing, everybody's telling things about themselves, everybody's talking about who they are and what they do, and everybody's got a YouTube account and a Facebook account and an Instagram account and a TikTok. So you might think that you're already sharing a lot about what you do creatively, or that you're already telling people who you are all the time. So you might wonder, okay, why did they even title this "The Three Reasons Why Your Audience Really Doesn't Know You?" Well, there are three specific reasons that I think that us as artists and creatives and faith-focused freelancers get caught up in a couple of things that make us think that we're sharing who we are and what we're all about, and then attracting people to our audience, to our platform, so we can share our gifts, share our knowledge, bless them, or inspire them, or encourage them. But there's three things standing in the way. And I'm going to try to point them out quickly, as this is a creative checkup episode and I don't you know, want to spend a long time explaining it, I can definitely go deeper with you in some things I'm going to share later on in the community that we're building. But this is just to give you some things to think about, some nuggets to kind of drop on you, let you think about these things. And I always want to make sure that everybody can hear me okay. So if you are watching live and you want to drop something in the chat to let me know that you're hearing me, that would be great. But I'm just going to be jumping in pretty much and letting you know what's going on. Here we go. I think everything is good. So here's reason number one, why people do not know you really as a creative. The first reason is that they only see you when you're selling. If they only see you or hear about you when you're selling something, when you're creating something and you want them to kind of pay attention, you want them to go listen to the song, you want them to go to your webpage, you want to get them to do something for you. And that's the only time they see you is because you're either posting about something that you're doing, about a performance, but you're never posting anything that's an interactive thing where you're asking about them and how they're doing. Well, it's kind of like the person that always comes to your door asking for something, asking for a cup of sugar, always borrowing something. And pretty soon you pretty much don't even want to open the door because you know as soon as you see them or hear about them or they pick up the phone and you see their number, you know they're just coming to ask for something. And that's not the kind of relationship you want with the people who you want to impact and that you want to share stuff with. You don't want them to see you as needy or always wanting something when they see you posting or sharing, or as I'll talk about later, emailing them. You always want them to see this as a two-way street where you're interested in what they are gifted, get they are into, and what you can give to them, not necessarily what they can give to you. That's super important. So that's the first reason that you may not be connecting with your audience is if they only see you when you're selling, only when you have something that you want them to buy or want them to give to you in terms of attention or time or money. And you never reciprocate with something that is just about them and making them the center of the attention and making the people that you're talking to the center of attention. So that's number one. Number two, the reason why you might not be connecting with your audience, why they don't really know who you are and you don't seem to see the interaction, is that they only see you sporadically. And you can see I'm drawing in the S's here with a little alliteration. The S is for sporadic in this case, because if they don't see you consistently, if they only see you every once in a while, if they only see you online or only see you anytime that, you know, you just feel like posting or that you feel like sharing something and you get inspired and you put something up, but then you don't put something up for another couple of days or another couple of weeks or something like that. And you just kind of, it's haphazard, it's random. They don't really know when they're going to see you. If that's the case, then you are not going to really be able to make a connection with your audience because you're just not there often. And the phrase out of sight, out of mind really does apply here. If you're not showing up consistently for your audience, if you're not there either every Monday or every Wednesday or something, and I got to admit, this is kind of like funny, I'm preaching to myself because even as I'm doing this video, I'm not on a schedule yet with our creative checkups. I'm really recording this because I had the chance to do it. So I'm guilty of this being sporadic with the videos, at least. We're going to be doing our podcast, which is every Thursday, every weekend, every Friday. It drops, so that'll be on time. But the videos have been very sporadic, and so I could even understand how I need to get better at this. But here's the thing. For a year before this, we were every Monday doing our creative checkup. So it wasn't sporadic back then. The videos are the only thing that are kind of sporadic right now in our world. So I want to challenge you. If you feel like your audience has not really connected with you recently and you don't feel like you're getting that, you know, understanding that they know who you are, that you as a creative, you're really connecting with your audience, it might be because you're being sporadic. You're not being consistent with sharing and showing up for those that you serve and for those that you want to bless, encourage, and inspire. That would be a reason that you got to watch out for. So number one is that you only show up when you're selling. Number two is that you only show up when it's sporadic. When you're thinking about it, you're being inspired, but then other times you kind of disappear and they don't see you and they don't get to know you as a person, as an artist, as a creative, because it's sporadic. And the third thing is you only show up if you are If you are being, what's the last one? I almost forgot my S. I had it right. I had selling and I had sporadic. And the third one, I can't believe it just popped out of my head. This is hilarious. This is exactly what happens whenever you're not consistent, is that sometimes you forget things. So let me just deal with those other 2 points. And then maybe the third one will pop into my head. This is classic for me as well. So what I want to really encourage you to do as I'm talking about these first two, being sporadic and only selling, is making sure that you find a way to really connect with your audience in a way that makes them the center of attention and does it consistently. Okay. And I believe the third one is when you're on social. That's the third one. Thank you. Okay. I couldn't remember myself, but I had to come back. So when I say only when you're on social, that means that they're only seeing you in the networks that allow them to kind of connect with your Facebook or your Twitter and so on. And they only see you in those areas. Okay. And here's why only showing up on social is bad, because they can't really get to know you. Because even though if you're only showing up on social, you can share all kinds of things about your content. You can share your songs. You can share what's going on in your life, your creative life. Social media has a way of being very noisy and also being very unpredictable as far as who sees it and how they're going to see you. Most likely, most people do the scrolling thing when it comes to Instagram and Facebook, and you don't own that connection. So that means if people are not seeing you and your posts, most likely it's because Facebook or Instagram, well, same company, has not shown you or shown them what you're creating, and you're kind of just hoping and praying that you show up in their feed. The problem with that is, of course, it goes back to the second point, that it's sporadic, that you don't have control over it. And so therefore, your audience can't really get to know you consistently because you don't show up in their feed every once in a while. And even if you are showing up in their feed, it's through a lens that you don't control, that is only the box that Instagram gives you, and that's only the medium that Facebook gives you. You don't have any other options except to show up in the way that Facebook or YouTube or Instagram tells you to show up, and it really feeds their algorithm. It doesn't really help you to have a direct connection with your audience, so they don't get to know you except through the way that Facebook or YouTube or Instagram or TikTok allows you to show up. But it doesn't provide any other kind of opening to really share consistently and openly about who you are. You're kind of stuck in the road and in the mode that Facebook or these social media sites give you. And that doesn't let people get to know you really intimately and understand you, because you are kind of limited by the medium. So those are the three reasons why your audience really doesn't know you. If they don't really connect with you, it's probably because you're sporadic or you're only selling or you're only showing up on social. So let me now go to where you can remedy this stuff. How do you actually get to the point where you're not just selling, you're not just being on social media, and you're not being sporadic? Well, the answer to all three of those is by using a medium that has been used by all of us, or should have been used by all of us, for a long time, but it seems like every time I mention it, people are surprised. And that medium is email. Email is the easiest way for you to get out of that rut of feeling like it's sporadic, or feeling like you're only selling, or that you're only showing up on social. Because email first fixes the first problem of only selling. This is why email is so powerful. When you're writing to somebody, it's not, you know, very blanket. It's not a mass email kind of thing where you're spamming them. You can be very direct, and they can respond directly back to you via your email address. So an email is still the most personal way that you can reach out to the people who are in your audience. And because you got that interpersonal connection, that you gave them your email and they have yours, and in this case, when you have like a email service provider like ConvertKit, that's the one I use, it still comes from your email with your name on it. So it's not like coming from a company. It still comes from you. It shows up in their email inbox because it's a personal connection that they've allowed you to have into their inbox. And that's how you start to build that connection. And you can say things and talk about things that have nothing to do with the latest thing you're selling. It can have everything to do with just talking to people. Hey, how was your day? What's going on in your world? Here's how my day is going. And you can include things in those emails that are very, very much more about you. You can kind of open up. You can share a bigger, longer post, and not post, that's the wrong word for emails. You can share more about yourself and be really transparent in an email, where in a Facebook post, because, you know, it's going out to all kinds of people, maybe there are things you don't want to share. Maybe you don't want to be as transparent. But when there's a one-to-one connection in an email, you can be more transparent. You can be more open, and it allows you to have that connection. So email solves the first problem of only selling. Instead, you can create a newsletter or create something where you're talking to your people in your audience in a very personal way. You can open up, you can share videos, you can share all the other things from social through the email, but it's now controlled by you. And the second thing that I talked about is being sporadic, is why your audience doesn't really know you. And if you now go to an email solution, now you make sure that your emails come out at least once a week, or the same day, every week, or twice a week, or whatever. And now you're consistent. Now you can say, okay, every Tuesday, I'm going to email my list. And we'll talk about how to build a list if you're interested on how to build an email list. I'm going to tell you some things that will help you with that. So you can now be very specific. I'm going to show up for these people every day on this particular day or every week. And you become very consistent because you've made that decision. I'm going to show up either in their inbox. And by the way, you can also do this with social. Once again, all these things apply across the board, but I'm using email as examples of ways that you can break through these things that stop you from being known by your audience. And when there is a time and a place that people expect you to show up in their email inbox, it becomes a very personal and a very comforting habit for them to see you show up week after week, day after day, when you said you're going to show up with a video or with something or something in their inbox that they can appreciate. That's going to help you to become more consistent and stop being sporadic, because we all know, again, as I'm talking about in the third point, social media kind of controls the narrative when it comes to who sees what. When you stop being sporadic and the inbox is controlled by the user, not by, you know, any big company. Obviously, you know, email can be controlled by Gmail and all these other big companies. But the fact is that the person inside that user can decide, oh, I want this to go in my primary mailbox. I want this to be important. And so they can make sure that you don't go to spam. They can get you inside their main inbox. And now you're prioritized. Now you're the first thing that pops up in their inbox. And you know, you're going to be able to make an impact, and it's going to be consistent when you show up. So that's the second thing. Email really helps with that. Okay. Not just being sporadic, but actually showing up each week or each day, whenever you decide, and making that connection so that your audience really gets to know you and like you and trust you to show up. And then the third one is that you can then avoid the entire social media crunch of trying to compete with all these other voices of people that are in these feeds of your audience. You become a very, very, very consistent and very, very clear, unique voice in their life, because you're now going around and you own that connection. You're going around the Facebooks and Instagram. You can use those connections to get an email list and to build that connection. But when you can get know where Facebook goes down or Instagram goes down, doesn't matter. You own that connection, and you can then get to your audience and tell them whatever you need to tell them. And you're not limited by social media, which gets them once again to know, like, and trust you as someone that they can go to. And I've heard this even on the podcast today with ConvertKit, where they were talking about the ConvertKit, which is the email service, customer service management email. They're not just email. They do everything, landing pages, all kinds of stuff. And you can check that out at godandgigs.com/ConvertKit. But I was listening to their podcast, The Future Belongs to Creatives. And they were talking about the fact that if a fan signs up for your email list, it's not just because no one does that randomly. No one signs up for email randomly. If they sign up for your emails because they really want to hear from you, and it's proof that you now have like a connection that they've allowed you in. So if you have a landing page or an opt-in, what's called an opt-in, and they sign up for something, for a free song or for a free download or whatever it is, and they say, yes, I want you to email me, and they click the box that says, yes, this is allowed. You know, it's not spam. I want this. That is a huge deal. Whereas social, again, you can click on a million follows. People can be following you, but there's no like commitment to that. There's no commitment to having a whole bunch of people in my feed. I can just scan past them and I don't care. But if I give them permission to email me, that means I actually want them to email me. I want to know what's going on. And I've really, really like committed to it. And that's such an important connection that goes beyond that kind of random, I'm just going to post. I'm just going to share. Hope somebody sees it. Throw a rock out and hope somebody, hope it creates a ripple. Instead, when you have an email list and people can actually connect with you on that personal level, again, it breaks down the social media juggernaut that kind of controls who can see you and who can't. And now you've got that direct connection because they've actually allowed you to be in their world. And so you might ask, okay, why did you go all into email when you're talking about knowing your audience? Well, here's a couple of things that are going on that I want to share with you that you might be interested in to help you to get to know your audience better and your audience get to know you better so you can make more music, more art, more creative things, sharing it with the world, with the people who really want to hear it and see it and get to know you as you create it. So as I mentioned, I'm a affiliate of ConvertKit. ConvertKit is an email and a really creative suite of tools to help you make a living doing what you love. And I've been using ConvertKit for years now. And they recently acquired another company called FanBridge. And FanBridge was an email service provider that helped musicians specifically. Why am I bringing this up? Well, it's because musicians consistently have had trouble finding what role email is supposed to play in their lives. And since Gotten Gigs started with musicians, I thought this was really interesting. I thought I should bring it up. If you have been a musician and you have struggled to figure out, okay, how do I even get the word out about my music, about my projects, about what I'm doing? And you've always felt like, okay, social media is not my thing. I get it. Social media is not my thing either. But what I do hugely, hugely recommend is that you start building an email list so that you can go around the social and really get to the people who really want to hear your music. And because ConvertKit has now made a commitment to musicians through FanBridge, by acquiring FanBridge, you now have a partner who is really looking to help you as a musician or whatever creative thing you do to connect with your audience and to really build that bridge where they get to look forward to hearing from you. Not the random post, not the, oh, please follow me. Oh, please buy my music. And instead, you can get to talk to them and get them to know you as an artist. It's such a bigger and more, it's such a more powerful concept to really get to know the people that you're getting to be in touch with in terms of your audience rather than simply for sending out sporadic and selling and social media posts that kind of try to drag them in, but it's not really connecting with them on a deep personal level the way that you can with your email list. So all that to say, I really encourage you, no matter what service you use, start building your email list, start connecting with your audience. And if you do have an email list, start emailing them about things about you, share things about your life, be more open and kind of connect those dots between your audience and you and what they're going through, how they can relate to you, how you can relate to them. And you'll notice that you'll be much, much more successful in connecting with them when you do have something to sell, when you do have something to offer, when you do have something that you want to share. It won't be, oh, here they come selling something. Oh, here they come. It's only when they want to sell something that I see their post. Instead, you can build that relationship over time. And relationships digitally are the same as they are in real life. You just have to like build it over time. And then you'll find it much easier to, share your work when it's time to share your work. And they will be willing to buy and to support because you're more than just someone that shows up in their feed sporadically or just to sell or just, the random social media post. Well, that was our creative checkup for today. And now that you've heard the reasons why your audience may not know you, you can start to fix that by showing up. And as I mentioned in the creative checkup, the best way to show up is not with social, although that's a piece of the puzzle. The best way to show up for your audience consistently and to really open up about who you are and give them a window into your creative process is through email, because it's permission-based. It gives you that way of really connecting with them each week. And you can make it as inventive, as personable, as really anything, the sky's the limit when it comes to your email. But if you want to create that email list, you got to start with a service provider like ConvertKit. Once again, I'm not being shy about sharing it. It is an affiliate relationship. So we do earn a little bit of change when you do sign up for a paid subscription, but I've been using ConvertKit for years, long before I became an affiliate. So we heartily recommend them. Go to guidinggeeks.com/ConvertKit to check that out, as I mentioned. And our new membership, as I also mentioned in the creative checkup, is now active. I have been kind of working this behind the scenes for weeks, months actually, but I'm really, really excited about this now. It is a creative community, a hub to help you to get out of your own way and to become a completely confident creative that can really follow your heart, follow your goals, follow your dreams, and do so in a way that honors your faith. And there are some amazing creatives already in this community. And I'm offering this new service at a huge discount of 2 months for free. So go check that out at guidinggeeks.com/free trial. guidinggeeks.com/free trial to find out how you can be a member, one of the first members of Guiding Gigs 360. Okay. We're going to be talking a lot more, but I want to go ahead and let you go to go check out these resources and start your email list if you haven't already. And if you do have an email list, to start telling people who you are and letting that be the way that you really open up that know, like, and trust factor with your audience. Until next time, continue to be the creative that you were created to be. Okay. Much love, everybody. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us here at the God and Gigs Show. Please leave us a review on iTunes, like our Facebook page, or visit godandgigs.com and tell us what you thought of this show. We'll be back soon. In the meantime, go create something amazing.